Can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a new. Half truths to me, they give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah. Educate, they fabricate, and we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are on, and welcome back. Good to have you with us here. And tonight, Wednesday night, we have another great program lined up for you. And, you know, Ted Pike has been with us many times, and I've called him and said, let's see if we can line you up for an hour at least anyway, tonight. Not necessarily longer than just enough time to update us what's going on. Hearings scheduled for H.R. 1592 in the House. Line and see if he can bring us up to speed on what he has learned concerning what has been going on this week in the Senate and the House. And here he is, Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. Hello, Ted.
Well, hello, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Good. I'm glad we got you. And I was just telling the audience that today was a key day, I guess, in Congress on this anti-hate bill, right?
Yes, it certainly is. Actually, the last 2 days have been quite contentious.
Ooh.
In both the Subcommittee on Crime and today in the House Judiciary Committee. What we're seeing is that feisty Republicans, one after the other, are rising up, attempting to add amendments to the hate bill, H.R. 1592.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a list of them. Actually, I was just listening to it on the Judiciary website, and I'm very proud of the way the Republicans are trying to hold this back. The only problem is they are very much outnumbered in the judiciary. I believe it's, what's the figure? Yeah, there's 16 Republicans and 21 Democrats. And it's just, it's cruel and it's heartrending to see these wonderful arguments, wonderful objections being brought forth by the Republicans, just cruelly cast down as the Democrats vote as a block. They're just kind of like a Soviet military machine that's taking over.
Yes.
I mean, it's just awful. And
we call them the second Politburo.
Yeah, that's right. but I wasn't able to listen too long, but the Representative Louis Gohmertz of Texas has been outstanding as a anti-hate bill, I should say a opponent of the so-called anti-hate bill.
Yes.
And then I heard Representative Pence, Feeney, King, and others. Now, this is really quite unprecedented because never before have we had such articulate spokesmen in the House or in Congress understanding the arguments, understanding the fallacies, and putting forth objections to the hate laws like we do now. These are just springing up.
Well, it sounds
everywhere.
like your efforts have paid off Ted.
I have to believe it because, you see, what I'm used to is the hate bill just kind of breezing through the judiciary in the House and Senate, and nobody seems to know nothing about anything. And literally, you know, several years ago when Jackson Lee put the hate bill in the Senate 2 years ago, just like she did this winter, and believe it or not, there were several...
Okay, hold that thought, a cliffhanger. We'll be right back to talk about Jackson Lee, and we'll talk about the anti-hate bill and what was put in and how things are going along. Stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. Uncensored Radio Free America is on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay. All right, we're back with Ted Pike. And, Ted, you were just about to describe what happened last time, last year, and the difference that has taken place in this hate legislation. Go ahead.
Yes, actually, on the floor of the Senate last year, there were several Republicans who were who had an appointment there to try to argue against the hate bill, and they didn't even show up. It's in the congressional record, and Kennedy is there saying, well, I would have liked to talk about this with my Republican colleagues, but unfortunately, they didn't show up. Now, that shows the contrast between what's going on now in Congress and what was going on several years ago. And what I'm really hoping is that there can be some kind of a Republican rebellion to wean back the straying Republicans who've gone over to the liberal camp and are making possible a possible hate passage in the week or the weeks ahead, both in the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And particularly in the Senate, it will only take a couple of Republicans, if we can wean them back, get these spirited Republicans evangelizing there on Capitol Hill and using these arguments to bring these Republicans back, I think there's a real chance that it might turn the tide.
Uh-huh. Well, we hope so, but I think that the generation of mail and phone calls to the congressman on, you know, on your part, on this program and on others, on RBN, on all of the media that has been forthright and forthcoming in this issue, has certainly, I believe, been responsible for a massive turn of events. And, you know, this year, of course, has been a year in which, as you say, more and more people, the evangelicals, have become involved now in various groups that never were involved on this issue before, have generated an incredible volume of opposition. So I think that is what's happening in Congress with these Republicans.
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. I have been working very hard the last couple of days, and as I mentioned on this program before, I have a liaison, a friend over in the religious right, Guy mm-hmm. Adams.
Right.
Who
no relation to me, by the way.
No, but he's been calling all day long, new right leaders and so on, yes. And what he's finding is that many of them think it's hopeless, and they are saying, well, we might as well just go ahead and let it pass, and then we will try to tear it apart in the courts and so on, which is folly. Look what happened with Roe versus Wade. We're mm-hmm. still trying to do that, and it's a strange thing. It's very difficult to understand why some of these organizations are so slow to mm-hmm. to take the initiative and sound the cry and
yes.
bring their troops. And last time, probably 2 months ago, I was very gratified when the American Family Association came to the fore. I had to send Guy to them and inform them there was even a hate bill in Congress. But once they found out about it, they alerted their 3 million troops, and we got a tremendous volume of calls coming in. Unfortunately, they don't seem to be taking it too terribly seriously, because they're getting my emails. But again, just yesterday I said, Guy, where in the world is the American Family Association now? So I said, call them. He called them, and of course they didn't even know that this was going through the judiciary committees right now. So they sent up a little announcement yesterday. They should be doing the Paul Revere thing. They should be crying from the rooftops that this is the end of evangelical Christianity and freedom of speech from the pulpit and the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave them another call today, and I told them, you know, this is you've got to be dramatizing this. This is the most dangerous legislation in the history of our republic. It deserves more than a little paragraph about action alert, you know, for the week or something like that. You're going to have to really give this a powerful emphasis. Also, I talked to several of the people with so focus on the family today, and they assure me that they are taking this dreadfully seriously. I guess Dr. Dobson did mention it in a broadcast several days ago, and they're promising to issue more statements and alerts and so on. And I'm very, very gratified. But
what about the Concerned Women of America and other groups such as those?
CWA's record during this whole winter has been very disappointing. I cannot believe the slowness and tardiness of CWA. They are starting to produce a few good articles, but again, where is the militancy it's got to take in order to create the kind of mass opposition to defeat this bill? I just kind of think that some of these people are used to business as usual, in which you've got Senator Frist there, and you've got the president, and you've got Ronald Reagan and the conservative revolution behind you, and the Democrats are at bay. Well, that's not the reality now. The reality is we have hardcore communist, Marxist types there in the business suits in our Congress who are pushing through a communist, Marxist agenda, not to mention a pro-Zionist and very liberal, secular, humanist agenda. These are dedicated, literally they're automatons. When I just listen to these votes, one after another of these Democrats voting against these enlightened objections of the Republicans today, I realized they're like killer bees. They're almost animalistic in their desire to walk in lockstep, mm-hmm. Like a phalanx, a robot army, to destroy our civilization.
Well, that's exactly what's happened, and they are, you know, they are literally responding to the pressure that's put on them from the top down, and they're behaving as good Democrats would behave, you know? And the Republicans up till now have not been any better, I might add. They've been pretty bad, and, you know, only now do they smell the blood, I think, the sharks encircling the victim, and they realize that this is the reason why the Republicans took such a beating in the last congressional election, because they haven't been listening to their silent majority, so to speak. They've been being the tail wagging the dog, and they've been trying to follow the neocon agenda, or at least not alienate the White House. Now, we see the polls, the latest polls today, showing, and I believe them, that the lowest approval rating now for the president, this administration, and, of course, the war is primarily the reason, as well as the invasion of the United States by illegals. And it is not much better for the Democrats. The Democrats are favored over the White House, but they're not favored when it comes to the general issues of America's well-being and what is going on in the world scene. Both parties are held largely in contempt by the American people. And this is the reason, Ted, because they realize the special interest groups like the ADL hold such tremendous sway over these people in Congress.
Unbelievable. Well, I get the feeling that this is a kind of a day of chastisement for the religious right, the Republicans, and everyone. Yeah, obviously, the war in Iraq and our entanglement in the Middle East in this great military folly and adventure was the result of evangelical prodding, evangelical encouragement that we needed to go over there and save God's chosen people and make the Middle East safe for Israel. Now, that theological misapprehension now, you see, has resulted in this debacle in the Middle East.
Yes.
Debacle in the Middle East causes disfavor with the Republicans. Now, you know, you and I know that the history shows that the Democrats who were the ones who voted the war credits to send us over there in the first place about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yep. They cut it both ways, don't they?
Yeah. So anyway, it has given the Democrats an opportunity to posture as being in favor of peace and favor of withdrawal and so on, and unfortunately has tipped the balance of power in Congress in the direction of the liberals and the Democrats. And but I, as I was saying, on a more optimistic note earlier, I was just quite astonished with the different mood there in judiciary. What I've done over the past 6 or 7 years, ever since about 1999, is what I do is I send in a lot of brochures, and I get a kind of a disturbance going at the base of the tree, and if I can get a little bit of shaking in the upper branches in Congress, then I'm very happy. And my role is basically to put some backbone into the Republicans so that they can do just a tiny bit to hold it back, in especially in conference between the House and the Senate after the Senate's passed the bill and so on. But to have this kind of militancy and enlightenment and energy, which I saw or I listened to on the judiciary website, is quite encouraging. And what I'm really hoping, is that the fear will be put into those Republicans as they really understand that this legislation means the end of free speech, and it means the end of Christian expression and protest and honest dissent. When it really settles into them, I'm hoping that there can be a rebellion in both the House and the Senate, and we really can bring back some of those Republicans. Now, the problem right now is the time frame is so compressed. You know, technically speaking, I suppose the committee was deliberating there only an hour ago, and they said they had an hour to go. So I'm sure they have actually approved the hate crimes bill, and will be sending it tomorrow morning to the docket or wherever. But legally speaking, Pelosi could bring it in to the House tomorrow. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's not, you know, logistically probable. They're probably right, but certainly they are saying by next Monday or Tuesday it will undoubtedly be going before the House for a vote. So really, tomorrow The next day is our window of opportunity for Americans, all Americans who love freedom, to speak out as they have never done before.
Very good. Now, when we come back, I want to ask you, what are some of these amendments that have been proposed and what chance they stand of becoming part of this process? We'll do that when we come back. Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. Rick Adams.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, and good evening. And we are talking with Ted Pike here, Ted Pike from truthtellers.org. And it's good to have all of you with us tonight. We do have Joe on the line, but before we take Joe's call, Ted, I wanted to ask you about the amendment process that you were listening to today. What kind of amendments have been thrown into the mix here?
Well, actually, I was only able to listen to very small snatches. Actually, I've done two interviews just in the last 2 hours, and it was just kind of wedged in between that I was able to hear it. But one of them was objections to this term gender identity as a federally protected group. This Republican was saying, what in the world is gender identity? Now, he was saying we have no problem with the idea of male and female, and we have no problem with race, we have no problem with religion, but what kind of a creature is gender identity connote? And he was citing from definitions of English law about definitions of sex and so on. And, of course, He wanted to have that gender identity stripped out of there, and the Democrats would have none of it, voted it all down. And then there was another one who took to his feet and said, this is not really a hate crimes bill. This is not a bill about putting down violent hate crimes in the states. This is basically a speech crime bill. He just spit it out and will lead to an end of free speech. And I think it was in that vein, enlightened, cogent, very specific objections, wanting to change the language of the bill. But from what it sounded like to me, there was no quarter given to the Republicans, and undoubtedly the bill has gone through the 2 days virtually unscathed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then there could very well be a big brouhaha fight on the floor when it comes.
I sure hope so. I hope the House, the minority leader, filibusters, I hope that we have a real scene, something that will heighten the controversy. When you heighten the controversy, then you heighten the scrutiny about the bill. Then you get the public involved. You get the public polarized. And this is what politicians don't like, you see, because it's one thing to kind of secretively pass through a bill. Maybe something like this is a rider. Nobody really knows it went through. It's on the soft underbelly of a huge pork bill like a military appropriations bill. That's one thing. But but when you get the public polarized about a bill, then you are in danger of losing half of your constituency, you see, over that issue. And it becomes a burden to you, and you want to dump it. Now, what I'd like very much is to have this bill become that kind of a typhoid Mary to the Democrats, so they want to get rid of it because people will be angry and they will lose precious votes next time around. In fact, one of the things I am encouraging people now to do is get a little tougher in their calls to the member of the House and the House and Senate, and say, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. If I hear you have voted for any hate crimes bill, I will not vote for you next time around. We have to make that very, very clear to these political chameleons right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's take a quick call here in between. Joe in Texas at the border. Hello, Joe.
Yes, Ted. How are you? How you doing, Rick?
Good. Thank you.
Yes, Ted, I'd like to know that, Rick has some fantastic guest speakers, and the stand, I believe, in my heart, mind, and soul, stand for the American people, and especially Rick. But I want to know how many of these representatives, Ted, and senators, how many of them really read what is sent through the internet and sent in letters and phone calls to what the American people are saying about what's going on in this freedom of speech. And it's, I would like to know. I mean, I appreciate your efforts, Mr. Pike. I really do, man. And I hope that the American people, man, their word is getting in, and I just feel there's a real small majority from every guest that I've heard on Rick's show. I believe there's sincerity, and the American people, there's a lot of American people that stand behind this movement and these movements, and I'd like to know how many of them are really legitimate congressmen. They're going to stand up for us.
Well, I think what we have to say is that if you are a constituent of a member of Congress from your district and you send him a letter, a fax, an email, or especially if you call, and they know your zip code and they know that you have a power to vote them out collectively next time around, your communication with them is going to register. Now, if you try to send literature or videos and emails and so on to other members of Congress, I can guarantee you none of it will get through. Remember back in the anthrax scare back 3-4 years ago, there was a legislative aide or a secretary receptionist, and they were concerned about where that letter had gone and everything, And she just frankly said that all non-constituent mail is burned. That seems pretty cruel. But, you know, sometimes people call me and they say, could I contribute, and we'll do a mass mailing of videos.
Can you hang on, gentlemen? You hang on, Joe, as well. All right. We'll be back to pursue that question that you've asked. Good question. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Back again, Ted Pike and Joe from Texas. And Ted, you heard the question, and you were beginning to answer it about the constituents obviously having the most sway. What is more effective, though, writing them letters or making repeated phone calls to them?
Well, I think letters are powerful. If they're well-reasoned and documented, they can be very powerful. If you are a constituent of that member of the House or Senate,
mm-hmm.
and also what we're encouraging people to do is to come to truthtellers.org, my website, where we have a powerful hate crimes brochure there, which I've described here on the air many times. And as a constituent, that is most effective if you print out, let's say, a dozen of those, send those to the member of the House or Senate from your district, plus their 8 to 10 very influential legislative aides. Now, if that has your zip code on it, they know that they have to be responsible. They are going to look at that, and that's a very powerful tool. But don't try to send that brochure to all the members of Congress, because it'll be burned. On the other hand, a very effective tool is to call all members of Congress. And you just, again, at truthtellers.org, we have literally the list of all the members of the House of Representatives. We have 100 members of the Senate. That list is there. Just go down it. If you want to spend some investment, a real investment in the future, that's the way to do it. And I think this tomorrow and the next day would be a wonderful time if people have several hours free, especially a call around in the members of the House of Representatives. You see, we do have the hate bill in the Senate now. And in fact, the first hearing on the Senate bill was held today. It wasn't specifically dealing with the hate bill, but it was dealing with the question of what should be the federal government's new role in helping put down violence on the state level. And, of course, they were referring to the shootings in Virginia and using that as a pretext, a kind of a springboard to accentuate the need for greater federal involvement in local law enforcement. And, of course, that's what the hate bill is all about, is uniting federal and law enforcement into basically a police state system. So the main thing right now, I believe, though, more important than anything, is to get those calls and get those flyers also going in. Number one, your House member, it's only one call, and maybe 12 flyers, if you really want to do a good job of it, to the legislative aides. That's the most important thing tomorrow and the next day, because if we don't have a vote Thursday or tomorrow or the next day, we're certainly going to have it the first of the week, I do believe.
Okay, and Joe, does that answer your question, sir?
Well, yes, sir, it does, Rick, but I would like, and I'll hang up and listen, but my final question, Ted, is I know that there is a lot of money changing hands in our Congress, and some of the representatives don't represent the American people.
Yes.
And for these groups and for this, you know, for these bills to be passed that the American people really want to be passed, how are you going to stop it when money is exchanging hands in the wrong way?
Well, I think the best
you,
answer
you understand,
to that,
Ted, what I'm saying?
Yeah, you bet. I think the best answer to that is to put greater pressure upon these members of Congress with the danger of actually being voted out because of the tremendous indignation and anger of the American people that they would vote for a bill that ends free speech versus their obligations to the ADL or the APEX or anything for $20,000 or $30,000 or whatever. If they've got a forfeiture of $20,000 or $30,000 on one hand versus losing 4 years in the Senate, 2 years in the House, they are going to go with the American people, you see. So
yes,
everything works to our advantage if we can build up a firestorm of controversy and polarize people, just get this all out in the open. You see, since 1998, I have been working, struggling to create controversy about this bill. Controversy is very, very healthy now. I'd like to see a bloody row there in the House with anger and raised voices and getting some press on this. The media is ignoring the hate bill,
mm-hmm.
and it's all being slipped under basically in secrecy. They're hoping that the members of the House will honor their commitments with the ADL and so on. We've just got to blow this thing apart and make a big stink about it. And if we don't, you see, these prior commitments will take precedence. But the prior commitments pale. They shrink compared to a member of the House or Senate actually being voted out and having to go back and sell insurance in Iowa or something next time around.
Well, Mr. Pike, don't lose your faith in God, man, and keep up the good work. And be a voice like Rick, man, because every guest he's had has been, I've felt in my spirit, that have been truthful. And just keep up the good work and put on the boxing gloves, man.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you
very much. And, you know, Ted, just here in Rhode Island, just today, we've had this situation where college Republicans and their own radio were essentially taken off the air now because they referred to the Imus situation and they repeated the statement that he made about the nappy-headed hoes, and for repeating, actually reading what he said, they were taken off the air. Now, see, this is what I'm saying, and this is what you're trying to say. We have a new atmosphere here in the country today of extreme political correctness, where the ADL types are working behind the scenes to bring this to the forefront. And as I pointed out last week, you know, they when you weren't here, they have even gone so far, like Abe Foxman, as to say, hey, it took some courageous young black athletes to take IMUS off the air. They want people like Imus and me and you and others taken off the air. Whether it's mainstream or alternative or internet radio, they don't want anything to be discussed except their agenda, what they believe is kosher conversation, you see?
That's right.
Now, it's spreading like wildfire now. This is what's happening.
Well, you know, in previous broadcasts, I have described how this federal hate bill, ostensibly, that is, on the surface, it seems like a high-minded attempt to end violent physical hate crimes in the states. And I said that after it's passed, a bias-oriented justice system will be established in the United States, and it will be given to judges to adjudicate and flesh this out and broaden it in basically into a law that ostensibly ends verbal violence against homosexuals. But the truth of the matter is that once this bill is established and is signed by the president, immediately this legislation will have power to indict pastors, Christian activists, talk show hosts who criticize homosexuality and hold it up into an unfavoring light in the public eye. And what I'm referring to is most people don't realize that this bill, this hate crimes bill, actually was established in 1969 during the height of the civil rights movement. And what happened back then was they established a proto-hate crimes law, and it's the actual bill number, if people would like to read that, is Title 18, USC Section 245. What it says there is that it's a hate crime, a federally indictable hate crime to verbally, quote, attempt to intimidate another a person from the full enjoyment of his federally protected rights, you see. And, of course, that was put in there to protect Negroes, so that ignorant Southerners wouldn't be miseducating Negroes and saying, well, you can't, you know, you're not smart enough to be in college, or you're not clean enough to sit at the lunch counter with whites. You're not intelligent enough or bright enough to sit on a jury with the rest of the whites, and so on. They made it a federal crime to educate or attempt to intimidate blacks from going into professions and into churches and even into clergy and so on because of the color of their skin. Now, that was relatively high-minded, but if we fast forward to this present day, you see what the hate bill does now is it expands on that, and instead of it being intended for blacks primarily, it's intended for homosexuals. And now this very law of the late 60s will make it a federal crime to intimidate a homosexual from feeling that he has a perfect right, even if he has AIDS or hepatitis, to fix your sandwich at the cafeteria or to play with your children on the playground or even to go into the clergy in a Christian church or seminary because of his sexual orientation. So this is very, very threatening immediately. And also, there's another part of this law in 1969, which says that if anyone induces another person, aids, counsels, or induces another person to intimidate some member of a federally protected group from the full enjoyment of his privileges, that person will be indicted right along with the person who might commit a crime against a people in that federally protected group. I'll give you an example. Let's say we have a pastor who gives a fiery sermon against homosexuality. He quotes Romans, he quotes Leviticus, and says it's an abomination. Well, somebody who's mentally disturbed goes out of that church or that listening audience on the radio, and he goes and he hits a homosexual over the head and calls him a faggot and so on. Okay, according to the present law, which could be passed this week in the House, that pastor would literally be standing next to that person who assaulted the homosexual in a court of law, and he would be fined triple penalties. I should say he's sentenced to triple penalties for that verbal assault against that homosexual.
Now, let me give another example and see how this would be applicable, okay, for those doubters out there. conceivably. Someone, it could be someone in a church, it could be someone in a political setting, making a statement, for instance, denouncing the Israelis for their slaughter of Palestinians and referring to the Israelis as Nazis and so forth. Is that conceivable that under this bill that is expected to come out of committee, that this individual could receive a complaint filed against him or her and go to the Justice Department, and that individual would then, with the help of local law enforcement agencies, be charged with a hate crime?
Absolutely. You see, in Canada, it is the Jews, the Jewish community, who rises up whenever there's any mention of maybe it's not really 6 million, maybe it's 5.5 million. What they claim there is racial and emotional ethnic trauma, religious trauma, that it's called desecration of the memory of the dead. And they feel assaulted and intimidated by that innuendo that how dare this Holocaust revisionist question the sacred 6 million figure of Jewish dead, you see. And the same thing could happen here in the United States. For example, let's just be really frank. You and I would be high-profile targets for an immediate indictment under this law, because what we have said is that rabbinic Judaism, modern Judaism, is based on the Talmud and Kabbalah, which are Christ-hating, Gentile-hating, conspiratorial, degenerate religious ideas of the ancient Pharisees, whom Christ vilified in the very worst language. You see, now, isn't that intimidating to Jewish people? Jewish people will say, oh, my, he's saying I have a gutter religion here. That's what they'd say. He's trashing my religion. He's making me seem like I'm not even fit to enjoy religious and political and social liberties here in the United States. And I'm even a security risk for trying to rise to high office in government. There's all kinds of pretexts which offended Jews could bring forth under this legislation to immediately get an indictment against you and me. And quite frankly, that's why I'm fighting this tooth and nail, because I've got what they would consider hate literature, intimidating videos, and so on, all over the Internet. And you certainly have a presence which is critical of Zionism and so on. All of these would be very much indictable under this law.
Fahrenheit 451, huh? We've got to ban the books, ban your videos, and burn them. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, again, just for those who are doubters, what I'm saying is not making an anti-ethnic statement, an anti-Jewish statement, or an anti-black statement, or an anti-Oriental statement, but making a political statement, that is a statement politically critical of Zionism in Israel, could still land one in jail, is what you're saying, if this law is carried out and prosecutors use it as a justification to prosecute.
Well, not only that, but our own government, our State Department, is now establishing criteria of anti-Semitism, which include just what you're saying, criticism of the government of Israel, use of the term Nazi to describe government officials like Sharon and so on. That's all being considered anti-Semitism now by the Department of Global Anti-Semitism in our U.S. State Department. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's all run by the ADL.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So this is reality then. This is here. It's a present danger to our liberties. And yet what it is obviously designed to do for those civil libertarians who claim they are libertarians out there is to stifle all free discussion then and free inquiry.
Yes, it is. Now, what kind of recourse do you and I have, Rick, let's say 3 weeks from now or several months from now when the president actually signs this bill? You know, it's not going to do us any good to pull back and become muted on the radio, because these indictments are very much retroactive. We've got a track record that can indict us 1,000 times over according to these twisted definitions of hate and bias and prejudice and so on.
Uh-huh.
So our goose is cooked. The only people who really will have a relative place of safety in society is those obedient people who have never expressed anything in public critical of homosexuality or Zionist misbehavior in the Middle East, and on, you see. Mm-hmm. So in all communist systems, you see, what they want to do initially is to get rid of the intelligent class, the opinionated class, the mm-hmm. professional people, the thinkers, the initiators in society. You want to get rid of all those people, silence them or liquidate them, and then you have a peon peasant class that they can deal with more effectively.
Yeah, first they came for the Nazis, and then they came for the Bible quoters, and then they came for the homosexual haters, and then they came for the preachers, and then they came for the Christians, and on and on and on it goes until nobody is safe except those who are totally in submission. And
that's right.
Even they may not be safe, because if they say something they're not sure of, they may be hauled before some tribunal because someone's feelings were injured and they considered it an act of verbal terror.
Yeah. Well, we are getting some people who are getting fired up about this, and one of them is Janet Folger.
Yes.
She's a popular radio talk show host over within the evangelicals, the Zionist evangelicals, but she, as I probably mentioned on this program, she has been reading my emails for the last year or two,
mm-hmm.
and she is a bearcat, and she is on the front lines and has had me on a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I think this is the fight of our lives, and she is saying, and she is agreeing with me, that this is the most dangerous legislation that's ever come before the American people.
Absolutely. All right. If anyone has a quick question or comment now, jump aboard while Ted is still with us. Ted Pike, www.truthtellers.org. What think ye? Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We will continue on rbnlive.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
We are back now with Ted Pike, who has, as you know, been in the forefront of this battle for freedom and free speech and freedom of expression, religious freedom in America, which, of course, our Constitution was created, supposedly, why we have a Declaration of Independence, and yet we're coming full circle. King George III, we're right now threatened with a despotism that we have not seen, really, since the colonies rebelled against the tyranny of King George. And with me on the line now to question Ted Pike is John from Texas. Hello, John.
Ted and Rick, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
I'm trying to understand everything that's transpiring, and basically, the way, and you correct me if I'm wrong now, because I'm trying to get it straight. So what I understand is you've got patriot Americans who are loyal to the Constitution of the United States in its original context, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought I lost you there.
Yeah, we'll listen.
Okay, and to me, now I fall into that group, but it seems like that group actually is a minority when you stack that group of people up against the Catholics that are immigrating into the country and the fact that the Pope has openly stated that he wants a one-world religion. And then on the other hand, we have the Jews who are controlling this country to a certain extent, to the tune that I almost think that we are doing their bidding for them in the Middle East. And if it is true that we are a minority, the patriot Americans who believe in the Constitution in its original context, then the fact that we have to compete with the sheer numbers of Jews and Catholics, and what I mean by compete is the senators, the congressmen, they're all trying to, they want the most vote. They want to go where, you know, they want to, you know.
I have to ask you to speed up because we're up against the break. What is the question?
Okay. What am I stating is how are we going to compete against the sheer numbers
of
these people?
All right, that's a good question, and I'll have Ted address it, but you can hang up and listen to the answer because it looks like we're going to have to come back and continue for a few minutes or so. Is that all right with you, Ted?
Yes, it is.
All right, let's do that. Go ahead. Do you want to start answering that now?
I'll start answering that. Yes, the papacy has its own ambitions and so on, but really the Catholic Church it does not have the criteria of a really anti-Christ system. It's in almost all essential ways, it reveres Jesus Christ and so on. Virgin birth, bodily resurrection, miracles, deity, Trinity, all those things are cardinal doctrines of Christianity. It's true there may be Masonic and Jesuit influences and so on, which have ulterior motives. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Jay, Ted will definitely get to the bottom of this question. When we return, any other questions, jump aboard quickly because we don't have time to continue all night, but we will as long as we have calls. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, hour number two coming up of Uncensored Radio Free America. Will it remain uncensored? Be right back.